RNZ Pacific News, kia ora na, I'm Seo Manutevam Ta Whai. A ceasefire is expected on the battlefields of Waipinamanda in Enga province in Papua New Guinea after 3 years of tribal violence. The Post Courier reports the lead peace negotiator and Enga provincial administrator, Sander Saka, saying a ceasefire agreement is anticipated to be signed this week. Kuroi Hawkins reports.
The leaders of both warring factions are speaking with the state conflict resolution team led by Chief Magistrate Mark Pupaka in Port Moresby. According to the state team, the negotiations were brought to the capital because a ceasefire agreement and subsequent preventative order issued in September last year had failed. The Yopo tribe's leader, Roy Opone Andoy of Saka Valley, says it's regrettable that what was a trivial tribal conflict, starting with his tribe and the neighbouring Palinau tribe, escalated to unimaginable proportions, with hundreds of people killed and more than 40,000 displaced.
Meanwhile, Bougainville Copper Limited, or BCL, has appointed David Osikori as Managing Director and Chief Executive as it readies itself for a possible resumption of mining at Panguna. The government in the autonomous Papua New Guinea region has made no secret of wanting to see BCL back in action to drive the economic development of Bougainville ahead of its hoped-for independence. BCL, which is now majority owned by the Bougainville government, has spent the past 5 months preparing to move from a caretaker mode into a more operational exploration phase. Last month, the government granted a 5-year extension of BCL's exploration licence for the Panguna mine. Fiji's Ministry of Health has recorded 415 new cases of HIV/AIDS from January to December 2023. This is compared to 245 cases reported for the same period in 2022. According to the Global AIDS Monitoring Report, Minister for Health and Medical Services, Dr. Antonio Lalabalavu, says Fiji is now one of the two top countries in the Asia-Pacific region with rapidly rising new HIV infections. Fiji Live reports Dr. Lalabalavu saying 11 of the cases are children and 3 of those got HIV through sexual transmission. The minister says they are finalising their HIV surge strategy. The World Health Organization's Western Pacific Regional Director says a spike in measles cases in the Pacific is likely due to a large number of children missing out on vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the WHO, measles cases jumped from just over 1,400 in 2022 to more than 5,000 last year in the Western Pacific region. Dr. Saia Maupiukala says immunisation coverage for all routine vaccines dropped during the pandemic.
The health workforce were concentrating on COVID-19 vaccination and then forget about the routine vaccination, not only measles, but other routine immunisation schedule.
Over the past 2 years, Pacific nations have been conducting nationwide measles and rubella immunisation campaigns to try and catch up on their inoculation schedules. Engineers from China have now started the work to repair and upgrade the roads on Niue. The Niue government had been seeking to repair the roads at the time of the country's 40th anniversary in 2014, and it is now approaches its 50th that work is underway. The island's finance minister, Crossley Tatui, says China is providing a grant of $18 million New Zealand dollars for the work, with Niue putting up New Zealand $5 million. A key barrier to the success of Vanuatu's referendum aiming to amend the constitution will be difficulty of finding politically impartial office holders to fill key roles. That's the view of Professor of Comparative Politics at Victoria University in Wellington, Jonathan Freyenkel, on legislation aiming to end political instability. The law changes to be voted on aim to stop party hopping and force independents to join parties. Mr. Freyenkel says similar legislation has failed elsewhere and he thinks it will fail in Vanuatu. He says the constitutional officers needed to administer legislation will struggle to operate in a non-partisan way.
So the Speaker, the principal election officer, starts to make decisions about the internal mechanics of political parties. Who's the president? Who's the vice president? Who's the treasurer? Who's a legitimate candidate? Who's not a legitimate candidate? Those are very, very politicised decisions, and it's extremely difficult to get people open to that kind of decision-making in a non-partisan way.
In world news, Palestinian medical staff have told the BBC they were blindfolded, detained, forced to strip and repeatedly beaten by Israeli troops after the soldiers overran Nasser Hospital in Gaza last month. The Israeli Defence Force has said it found weapons in the hospital belonging to the Palestinian militant group Hamas, which its operation in Gaza aims to wipe out. With more, here's the BBC's Wira Davis.
Images and footage obtained by the BBC show hospital patients with their hands zip-tied, detained outside in their beds and wheelchairs. Israeli soldiers were also filmed standing over stripped and kneeling medical staff. More than 50 medics were detained, and one of the few doctors to have since been released told the BBC his hand was broken in captivity and that he thought he'd be killed. Israel says any abuse of detainees is against IDF orders and is strictly prohibited.
In sport, the Warriors have named an unchanged lineup for this weekend's NRL clash with the Storm in Melbourne. Wade Egan has been picked at hooker despite failing to finish their opening round loss to the Sharks with an elbow injury. Back rower Kurt Capewell is set to play through the pain of a rib cartilage injury. Jazz Devanga, Te Maire Martin and Chanel Harris-Tavita are all in the extended squad after playing reserve grade last week. Tournament debutants Auckland City have drawn 1-1 with Fijian champions Lambasa Women in the opening match at the Oceania Champions League in Honiara. And New York baseball legend Daryl Strawberry says he's on the road to recovery at a Missouri hospital following a heart attack. Strawberry was an 8-time All-Star with the Mets and Yankees. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.